Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're giving out shovels. If you want a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. I should say if you want to give a shovel, not if you want to receive one. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
A Chinese Darwin Award winner. You know, usually I don't do these stories. None of us do, actually. We try to stay away from these because it has a bad ending. Mm-hmm. But man, I mean, this goes in my category. Like, life is hard enough. It's even harder if you're stupid. And this is, I don't understand people for the life of me. How many times, when I tell you this story, tell me how many times you've heard this before. Man known only as Mr. Hung is a mountaineer.
Mr. Hung?
Hung.
Oh, sorry.
It's Chinese. No. Not Hung. He's a mountaineer.
I see he's climbing there, though.
Yes. He's climbing up Mount Nama. 31 years old, got the old equipment on. What do you think he stops to do? 53
take a picture.
Miles. Take a selfie. Take a selfie. He unhooks his safety rope and the little, you know, spiky things you put on your boots so you can walk on ice. Walks near the edge, slips. Falls to his death. Taking a selfie. How stupid can you be?
Well,
you're on an ice-covered mountain. You have a safety rope on. Why do you think you have that rope on? Why do you think you have spikes on your shoes? Why are you wearing clothes in your sub-zero weather? Like, what is wrong with people? What's this obsession with taking pictures of yourself?
I just watched
to the point where you put yourself in danger.
I watched a woman lay down over the top of, I think it was one of the world or whatever country she was in, largest waterfall. And it looks like you're just falling into a black hole, basically. That's how far down it is. And she's laying over the top of it, making sure she gets selfies with that shot. It's going to be a beautiful shot if you make it. Yeah. You know, like.
Okay. You took a nice picture.
Wow.
This guy, 31 years old, DOA. I mean, this is, it's just, yeah, you can't feel bad for the stupid. I'm sorry. You just can't.
Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
Yeah, some people that were on an African safari. I've always wanted to do this. You guys know this. I love animals, watching them, getting high as a kite and watching Nat Geo Wild and all the information. I don't know. I just love animals and watching them in their own, you know, habitat, whatever. We know that hippos are super aggressive, right?
Yeah,
and they're one of the more dangerous animals in the world.
Incredibly dangerous.
The other ones that may surprise some people are elephants, especially when they have young. So this group went by, they're in the water in like, what is it? These little boats, little tiny boats. I don't know if you want to call them canoes, whatever. And an elephant starts charging at them. They're still recording. Everyone's recording like, hey, everything's fine. That elephant gets over to them and flips over two of the canoes in water. Well, you don't know what's in that water, first off. And could have easily stomped them to death. And it's like, I get it. You've got some tour guides. You see babies, get as far away from them as you can. Like, we see people try to go up and pet moose and bear, you know, all the, whatever it is out there. Oh, look at this. This is a gigantic buffalo. I bet he wants to be rubbed on the head. You think so? Jackass. Maybe he wants to take a selfie with you. And that's the other thing. And as you get all these people, because they got to get stuff on film, they do it all the time. I was telling my wife this weekend, I said, look at all these people recording this concert. Can't wait for 3 years when they finally delete that off there after never watching it.
Yeah,
people are, what are you filming? Like, Some people get certain moments that they want, and I get it. Like, do that.
Graduation.
You got people that are, I'm even saying at concerts, maybe you want to get a picture or a video of your favorite part or him performing your favorite song. There were literally people recording for 45 minutes straight with their phones. I'm going,
something you're never going to watch, as you said. Ever. Never. Not even once.
What's
not
that?
Even when you get home. No.
I'm out of space. I guess I'll delete this big-ass video.
Do you know hippos can swallow a human?
It doesn't.
Do you know they have 18,000 PSI in their jaws? That means they can crush bones and squash steel.
They're dangerous.
They kill more people than any animal in Africa.
Don't be fooled by that game, Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, don't take it literal.
Don't fat shame them. Just because they're fat don't mean they're not dangerous.
Take that literal. Oh, man, this is very interesting, guys. You're going to love this one. My shovel goes to a guy. His name is, let's just call him right now, Brian. Brian sent me a text yesterday on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook. Rob, just spoke with Kevin Long about Orioles' position. If they open it up, he would like an interview bad. Can you pass this on to someone in Orioles' brass? He has worked under great managers and has 3 World Series rings. Okay. So I saw it on Messenger. Then he doubles down on a post that I made for Robbie. Happy birthday. Rob, check your personal or check your private messages. You idiot. You freaking idiot. Do you honestly think that's how this works? Jim Palmer is a Hall of Fame pitcher who broadcasts for the Orioles. Do you think Mike Elias is listening to who he recommends? No. So why the hell would he listen to who I recommend? So you want me, hey, Mike, Brian says he spoke to Kevin Long, you know, the former batting coach. He really wants to manage. Yeah, you think you can give him a shot?
Yeah, how about
that? What are you thinking?
This is so stupid.
What are you, honestly? And then you double down by putting a message on my son's birthday post to tell me to check my private. I checked it. There's this thing on Messenger that when somebody reads it, there's a bubble on there with their profile thing. I checked it. I'm ignoring you. You had it good when I ignored you. Now I'm paying your attention. You are a freaking idiot. If you have to Facebook message me, that means we ain't friends.
Yeah.
You want me to call Mike Elias and say, hey, some guy named Brian, who's Brian? I don't know, Facebook friend. Facebook friend Brian says, you really ought to talk to Kevin Long.
Could you bring this Orioles brass for me?
Because
sure.
If Kevin Long was a viable candidate, guess what? I wouldn't have to tell Mike Elias. He's already on the radar. Folks, there's this word called boundaries. Learn it. Learn it.
I'm the one that's been, since I've been in therapy, learning about boundaries because so many people overset boundaries with me and I allow it to happen. Yeah. And now I've tried to cut it out.
No, man. Learn your boundaries, bro. Don't Facebook message me no crap like that and think it's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. It's not. I'm okay. I am cool until I'm not cool.
Brian, I literally just texted Mike Elias to look at Kevin Long for you since Rob's a jerk.
Oh, my goodness, man. How did you think that was going to play out? When you typed that, before you hit send, you should have said, how is this going to play out? Never mind.
You know how I knew this was
never
real?
Never mind.
Because Rob will do the joking thing every once in a while. Let's call him so-and-so and say his real name.
Yes.
He was just like, Brian. Brian. Brian.
Jeremy Carr's Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, is this the worst sports year in Baltimore in 25 years? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our goal for this offseason is to have a team when we start in Sarasota, to have a team that we all believe and that the baseball world believes and the rest of the division believes is of a quality to compete for the division title in 2026. So we're going to try to put that team together this winter, and I will be laser focused on that work.
That's Oriole general manager, Oriole president now, Mike Elias. I said it before, Jeremy, I said it again. I think the ownership of the Baltimore Orioles have more to prove in the offseason than anyone now. In their defense, this is not the best free agent market there is out there this year coming up. It's not the best.
No.
Which is unfortunate for them. But I think they are guys who really want to win, and they really want to write this ship badly.
Because the problem I see with the free agent class, the way it opens up, is you have Pete Alonso. So you could look at that at first base. If that's some, there's going to be plenty of teams in on him. And as you pointed out, Rob, the Mets are probably going to.
They ain't letting him go.
So no. You have Kyle Tucker, who is probably a $500 million man. If you're paying him, are you going to pay the other guys? Are we going to be one of those teams that's spending that type of money? And then after that, it's, look, I think everybody would love Kyle Schwarber here.
I would, but I don't think they'll let him go.
It's another year older. What happens with the Phillies this year? He should never bring a glove to the ballpark. With the likes of Adley Rutschman and Sam Basayo, mm-hmm. You're probably going to be DHing one of them in a lot of games, unless he's playing first. But what does that mean for Mayo and Mountcastle? And look, I'm not saying that all those things can't happen. The thing about that really sucks about free agency is that there's a lot of unbelievably good that you're not sure you're going to be in on. I shouldn't say a lot. There's some. And then there's nobody in that middle range. There's not even like a Tyler O'Neill type this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that's not what I'm talking about, a right-handed power hitter. You're going, yeah, I'd take that guy. There's a lot of, you know, like if you needed a fourth outfielder or finding somebody like that.
This is a good supplemental free agency.
That's what it is.
Supplemental.
Go look at the market. And again, you're kind of, I don't want to say you're set at every position. You have a player for every position right now that I think, I don't want to say you'd be comfortable going into the season with, but you're going, okay. If we're getting a new outfielder, what does that mean? O'Neill, Beavers, Kowser, which one of them's not playing? If you're getting a new first baseman, what happens to Mayo? What happens to Mountcastle? You know, because you're not getting a new second baseman, shortstop, third baseman. That's not happening. You're not getting a new catcher. So where's the production coming from, or where's free agency going to help you out as opposed to just adding? Now, if the Orioles' philosophy is going to be, hey, we're good enough. We just had this bad season, and they go in with what they had. Sure, they could be good enough to get in, but is that really what you want? Is it going to put you over the top? I think they need a vet bat in the middle of the lineup, preferably a right-hander.
410-583-1057 is the number. Is this the worst year that you can remember in the last 25 years of Baltimore sports history?
Hands down. I mean, there have been down years. It was a lot of years. The Orioles were terrible. But this year is the worst in 25 years to me. Because expectations were so high, I thought we were going to have both teams in the respective postseasons, and obviously the Orioles didn't even sniff it. And I don't know what the Ravens are going to do. I firmly believe that if these injuries linger, this is not the Ravens team we started the season with, and I don't expect much from them now. And before, I was expecting them to win the AFC. I mean, I would totally expect them with that roster to just win the AFC and move on to the Super Bowl. Now, I don't know if they're going to finish, above, last place in that division.
I just smell a stench, man. It just seems to me
there has to be a trade.
Like this is the beginning of something really ugly. Normally, when things happen like this, other things kind of manifest themselves because you have too many human beings in the room, and they're going to start talking. They're going to start expressing their disdain for certain things. Well, I never liked this anyway. I didn't want to do this anyway. I just feel like that's where we're going. That's where we're heading.
Yeah. I mean, you look at this team, and I mean it. It's not the same team. And that's why I think it's unfair to even criticize them at this point, because they're so badly beat up, and so many starters are out. This is like you're missing. And look, if Lamar were out and he were the only one, it'd be devastating anyway.
Right.
But now you've got Lamar hurt, and like 11 other guys are hurt. It's like, what do you expect them to do? Seriously, what do you expect them to do? It's like, I don't care what you say. It's like, you could pick the worst team. Who's the worst team in the league right now? Is it the Bengals, Saints, the Titans? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to beat everybody's second string, period.
I think, you look at it, this Titans team, that's the worst team in football, or one of them, was beating the Rams in the third quarter before they realized they were the Titans. You know,
right?
You had New Orleans. New Orleans is they could very easily have won a couple of those games. They suck. They get the Giants this week. Jackson Dart's first road start. I think New Orleans wins this week. So no matter how bad some of these teams are, you're right. When it comes to backups, you're not going to have enough depth, no matter who you are, in a salary cap team to get through this. You're just not.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
All right. How you doing?
Good. If Tony Mancino does not get the Orioles manager job, will he stay with the Orioles? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. I don't know if he will, because if I'm going to be the new manager, I don't want to come in you telling me who I have to have on my staff.
Correct.
Can't you just bring it up to the brass?
Huh?
Can't you just bring it up to the Orioles
brass? Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Have Kevin Long bring it up.
Such a jerk. Yeah, I don't want that happening. I don't. It just doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't.
I mean, you can't. Like, we've talked about this before when people were trying to say, hey, you're looking for a bench coach, you're looking for this, Buck should hire Rick Dempsey. What do we talk about? Rick Dempsey wanted that job. So are you going to have him back there behind Buck Showalter or whatever? You just can't bring in somebody that's been there and has had a voice in that clubhouse that could be different than yours, you know, especially if a lot of the players like him. And I know that's what sucks about this, because Mancino did a good enough job to deserve another opportunity. But you got a GM president now under fire. He's got to get something done. You don't think he's going to pick the guy that he wants? Of course he is.
Yeah, I would want to. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, hello. First of all, so I get to my point real quick, right? I think the Orioles should try to hire my man Dustin and Rashawn to be like the managers for the Orioles. And you know me, I'd probably be like, I could take over Mike Elias' job. I think I could get the stadium sold out like the banana Savannahs or bananas, whatever they call. But hey, Rob, real quick, man. This is crazy. Who would have thought Joe Flacco, well, he got benched now, but Aaron Rodgers would have been the last two standing quarterbacks, and they the oldest quarterbacks in the league. But that's crazy, though. But about this, the question you asked, right, it probably is going to be the worst year, because guess what? Let's be real. The Orioles are always going to be the same Orioles. And the way how John Harbaugh out here throwing coaches under the bus and players, yeah, I can't say
you
too much.
You're the second one to say he's throwing people under the bus. Who is he throwing under the bus?
Hey, Rob, because he is, and I know when I'm about to talk, you're about to cut me off.
Look, no, I'm not. Tell me. You tell me. I'm not cutting you off, because I don't know what you're talking about, so I want to know.
The bus, right? Hear me out.
Talk.
He always got this dumb look on his face, right? He, every time, yeah, we're still learning. Rob, you know, they always got practice closed off to the media.
Yeah.
Look, hold on. Yeah. When the fans out there, right, and they trying to take little pictures because the players coming out, put your phones up and look at this. What they hiding? They don't even practice. Like, John Harbaugh is a joke. And only reason why I say that, because he babied them players up. He don't tell them players when they wrong. He let them players do whatever they want. That's why we need a head coach that's going to come in here and change stuff. Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks a lot, Trippy.
Hello.
Joe LaCroix is on court 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, I had a nice night yesterday. It was a winning day. Four baseball games and a WNBA game to talk about. I went 3-2, but I hit my three favorite plays. So we'll get into today. I think there's some really good spots. We talked about the weather, wind blowing in. It was under central until they got to the Dodgers game. But I do think there are two spots you really should be taking a look at again today concerning the weather. So we get into that. I give you the four plays that we have, talk a little baseball props as well when we come back right here on the Big Bad Morning Show.
Swing and a line drive, ripped right field, back, gone! Lead off homer, Shohei Ohtani, a low liner over the right field fence. And just like that, the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead. Shohei explodes immediately.
That's courtesy of ESPN. By the way, kind of cool to see Ben McDonald and Kevin Brown doing postseason baseball for
together.
ESPN as well. Yeah. With Jessica Mendoza, I believe. Are they doing Cubs Padres?
Yes, they are.
I think that's the series they got. Should be a good one.
They are.
All right, so we got a bunch of game twos today. That was the Dodgers game. As I stated yesterday, I don't remember what I made an official. I think I was on the under here, but that's what I gave out once I officially sent out all my plays in that game. So that was a loss for me. In that game as well, two homers by Teoscar Hernandez, two homers by Shohei, including a leadoff homer. Lots of runs scored, which is going to make everybody come back today and do what? Bet the over in the Dodgers game. I think the under is a smart play here. So the weather today greatly supports a Cubs under. There are 12-mile-an-hour winds blowing in Cleveland. So even though, yeah, my algorithm drink doesn't love this game as much as it loves the Cubs game.
Mm-hmm.
But 12 miles an hour blowing in is 12 miles an hour. I don't care what stadium you're at. The only one that wouldn't be as big of an effect would be San Francisco. Every other stadium, 12, that's a lot. That's a huge bump to the pitchers there. Then all of a sudden you get an umpire that's going to give you a wider strike zone, and you see what happened in Detroit and Cleveland yesterday. So as I'm looking at all the games, we got a 6.5 total, a 7 total, a 7 total, and an 8, I believe. The Dodgers being 8. Let me make sure I have this right down. A 7.5 in Boston, New York, 6.5, 2 6.5s, San Diego, Chicago, and Detroit, Cleveland. So again, weather greatly supporting a couple of those spots. It is a slight support to the under in the Dodgers game. So where am I going? Clearly, I'm going with the Cubs under. It appears that I was right, that they're going to go with Kittredge and then Shota Imanaga. So you get Kittredge to face those tough right-handers at the top of the order. The Tatis, he'll face Arise, even though he's a lefty. Tatis and Machado and whoever else. And then you bring in your lefty to face the everyday lefties that they have. And then he comes out and he's only got to face the top of the lineup. Maybe once, twice, I would assume, if Shota is pitching well. Wind blowing in at Wrigley, obviously the greatest help you can get for pitchers. If it's blowing out, it's the greatest advantage in baseball. And here we are with a 6.5 total. And everybody's like, oh my God, that's too low. Did you watch yesterday and see what happens? We had one spot where the wind died and there were back-to-back homers hit. That was it. That was it in the Cubs game. So there wasn't really much anything else going on. The Tigers game, you had an unearned run for Gavin Williams to start off the game. And then Scooble strikes out 14. He struck out 8. What did Blake Snell strike out last? I mean, it was a pitcher's day outside of that Reds game.
Right.
And I think we see more of that today. So we'll start off with the early game. I'm going with the Tigers plus 110. I think they beat Cleveland today. I think they kind of righted that ship. Surprised that it's Casey Mize, but that's what they went with. But I still like it. The thing about Tanner Bibee is he is home run. He's susceptible to the home run ball. So the weather with the wind blowing in is going to help him greatly, but he still puts guys on base. It's not like, I like this Detroit team when they have their lefty lineup, because that means Kerry Carpenter is going to be in there. And I think that totally changes the way that lineup looks like. He does not play against left-handers, not at least not yet. Maybe we'll see that in the postseason. I do like Kerry Carpenter to get a hit minus 120. Cubs and Padres, as I said, I'm all over the under there. I think the Nerfy looks good. That's a no run in the first inning, but it's minus 185. You're almost paying 2-1 for that. And again, as we pointed out yesterday, 2-1 game in Cleveland, they scored one run in the top of the first. It happens.
It happens.
So these things, again, betting a it's minus 185, but I still think it looks good. In the Reds and Dodgers game, I'm going with the under. And the Boston-New York game, I'm going with the under. So it sounds like a theme here, under across the board, except I'm taking the Tigers instead of going with the under there. I think we see some lower scoring games today. Again, this is what happens in the postseason when you've got weather that's in the mid-60s to high 50s, and then it's just going to get colder as we go along. And that's what makes October baseball. But for me, favorite play would be the Cubs under. As I said earlier, since we're doing this segment, I haven't been giving out. I charge for my concrete lock now, and I have my own website. My concrete lock this weekend is the Ravens. I think the Ravens win this game, and so I'm throwing it out now.
Why are you doing it now?
Because,
the jackass that called earlier?
Well, I was already – full disclosure.
No, why are you doing it now? I'm not saying why you're doing it. Why are you doing it
now? Well, I did it now because I want that guy to call back in on Monday, because if the Ravens win, he will not be calling in on Monday. I guarantee he's not calling in. Or I guarantee he won't be on long if he calls in. So the point is, I talk about this in football all the time where you have certain spots and you got to get past what just happened, that's what's going to happen today because it's a brand new game with a new matchup. And if you look at the Texans, who have they played? Okay, they lost to the Rams. They lost to the Jags. They just beat the Titans. And you look at the Ravens. The Ravens have had a tough schedule. They've lost to three good teams, right? Or at least mm-hmm. we believe it to be three good teams. They are totally decimated. Their quarterback's not playing. I still think they feed number 22 back there. They control time of possession, and they win this game outright. So I love the Ravens this weekend. I was looking at a couple different spots, but that was the one that jumped out. And as soon as that cat called in and said we didn't know what we were talking about, I wanted to double down on that I don't know what I'm talking about and put my money where my mouth is.
There you go, then. Thank you very much, Jeremy Cohen. 410-583-1057.
Hey, what's my mouth doing there?
That's the number. Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
Good morning, man. Hey, personally, no, I don't think this the worst yet. And the reason I say that, man, at least we got something to look forward to. When we had Kyle Bowler, we ain't know when we was coming up out of there.
Yeah, okay, well, I didn't expect anything with Kyle Bowler, so it wasn't that bad for me. I expected zero from
you that. Wasted a great defense with Kyle Bowler is what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian in Owings Mills. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, Jeremy, sure did waste a good defense. Who was the general manager? You going to fire the coach? You should have fired him with him. But you notice how Steven just gets to stay around a long time. You know, he runs that castle real well. Hey, man, I miss Jerry Coleman, man. You guys got to get him on the time. I got to call him when he's on there, too, man. Cause I love
he's not
Jerry
on here.
Coleman. I know he's not on here. Y'all got to get him on here. You got to talk to him. Bring him on here as a guest or something.
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, come on.
I'm
don't
good.
Be like that, man.
And you're like that. Hey, Brian, let me ask you a question. Where do you work?
Lose that game.
Brian,
come on, you
Brian,
believe in
Brian,
Cooper Rush?
Brian, what do you work?
Huh?
What do you work?
Where do I work?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we want to tell you how to run your job. That's why. That's why we'll ask you where you work. So we can call and tell you how to run your job. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we pull back the curtain here and let everybody know what's going on? Because I think something just happened.
What?
So Rob had to leave. He had to go to the bathroom, right?
Yes.
I think he sharted. That's what I believe. That's what I believe happened. Because he did tell us right before that he had gas, right? And then it was a very abrupt, ooh, I got to go.
Yeah.
I don't know that he'll admit to it, but.
It was sudden.
So
it was rather sudden.
He went like this. Ooh.
I wasn't going to say anything. But
I was. He wasn't here yesterday. I get to say whatever I want.
It's going
to
look great on camera. Very soon.
I got a racing stripe in the back.
Oh, cameras. Ay.
A few minutes later.
Yes.
You didn't have an accident, did you?
No. I got there in time.
Okay. I thought.
Did you tell people what happened?
I told everyone. I told everyone, and I said, please call a friend and have them tune in because I'm getting ready to break some news. I said, I think Rob had an accident.
No, I did not. He
had the look on his face. It was, ooh.
It was a sudden departure.
There was no. I mean, he at least got a warning out because you could have just ran, and I'd have just started laughing.
Closing the doors on the plane. It said, <"Bloom." laughs>
"Hey, why was it chunky?"
You know, we have another meeting.
Oh yeah.
And that's the encore for the day, Ed Norris.
As it was. Encore today and every day brought to you by Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. We talk a lot of sports. They have more than balls at Lions Den, so don't let them bring the reliever in. At least bring your A game to the bedroom, please. Mm. Check out Lions Den.
Tag me in.
Bunch of locations locally, and of course, lionsden.com.
Hey, call him the reliever. Call him the closer. That sounds worse.
Well, he's just in for middle relief. We got another guy coming in after him.
Yeah, he's the
hard
closer
to please deal. This woman.
She got over there.
Two tickets to see Seether and Daughtry on October 12th at Pier 6 Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. Caller number 5-410-583-1057.
Yeah. 410-583-1057 is what the man said. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Ed, what did you learn today?
I learned that Baltimore's in the national news again for the wrong reasons. I didn't realize, we talked about the bouncer who put the kid's head through the car window. Locally, it was a local story, obviously, it happened here. But you know what it made Barstool? I didn't realize that. Yeah.
That's where I found it.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't want to say found it, but like when I look for certain stories, yeah. I go there. I saw that over the weekend, and as I was looking for a story, I said, it's local. Might as well talk about it.
Yeah, local story, but man, it made Barstool. It's not even a sports story. It's just a bad story. I was like, wow, man, we can't get out of our own way here. We just cannot. So, a national story out of some rowdy, drunken college kid who it just... What a shame. It was just a shame. Mm.
High school basketball season right around the corner. And Jeremy, you watch me throughout the week sometimes put together my schedule for the season. And today I had to type all the games up because we got a parent meeting coming up. And I looked at these games, looked at my schedule. You know what I thought to myself? I'm glad I got a contract.
Yeah, jeez.
Hey, Rob. I'm glad I got a contract.
Are white people allowed to come on January 9th?
What's January 9th?
The blackout.
The blackout. That's that's what it is. We're all black.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just checking. I didn't black. Know what you meant. I didn't want to be the one.
That doesn't mean you can cover up your face. That doesn't mean that.
Don't you put that devil on me.
I thought every day was blackout day.
Always today is National Walk to School Day. And also today is, look, folks, I know it's not in vogue in our society, but today is National Coffee with a Cop Day. Have a cup of coffee with a cop.
You got to have a donut, too.
That's messed up, man. Some birthdays in sports. Rod Carew turns 80 today. Former baseball player Roberto Kelly turns 61 today. Now, I got two baseball players who share a birthday. Former closer Jeff Reardon and former slugger Mark McGwire. Joe, who's older? Jeff Reardon or Mark McGwire?
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire's older. Jeremy?
I'm going to go Reardon.
Going Reardon. Ed?
McGwire.
Jeff Reardon today turns 70. Mark McGwire today turns 62.
Wow. What a big difference.
Damn. Yeah, huge. But because he played so long and came up so early, you didn't know that he was that far apart. McGwire did. Yeah.
All right. What's the difference between a politician and a snail?
I don't know.
One's a slimy pest and leaves a noxious trail. The other's a snail. So I threw a ball for my dog. I know it's a bit extravagant. It was his birthday and he looked great in a tuxedo. Hey! I'm currently at a restaurant, I was currently out at a restaurant date with a female boxer. I think she's going for the ribs.
She was a knockout, too.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it. Did you know 77% of people are idiots? Fortunately, I'm in the 33% of intelligent people. I'll wait for you to
add the math. Yeah.
I fell for a scam by a group of florists. It was a pansy scheme. A pansy scheme! Instead of a ponzi. Anyway. All right, sad news. I broke up with my girlfriend, Lorraine, because I was seeing another girl named Claire Lee. But the good news is I can see Claire Lee now that Lorraine is gone. I don't know why I love that, but it pops up every once in a while. They say age comes with wisdom. So that means I don't have wrinkles, I have wisecracks. Some of these are just so bad, I don't even want to read them. What do you call two people who share a shoe? Soulmates.
Yeah.
Here, I'll leave you with this one because I do like this. What do you call four old ladies and a Cape Crusader? Na 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 Batman.
That one I like.
Try the shrimp.
Halfway, more than halfway through the week, folks, you can get through it for the rest of your day. You can check us out also if you missed any of the show on the Odyssey app. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.